Hi, Dad. Sorry that I've been so distant lately. The truth is that I've had something important that I wanted to share, but it's difficult for me to do so. I have felt compelled to distance myself because what I want to tell you isn't something that I even consider a bad thing. Rather, it's something that I'm happy to embrace. Talking about it this way even seems so ridiculously melodramatic because I already normalized it a long time ago. To boil it down to one oversimplified sentence, I'm transgender. I've never felt quite right. As a kid, I wanted to be a boy. I wanted to play with the boys. And I was very frustrated that they never accepted me. I liked some of the girls' stuff, but ultimately I just didn't really understand why there were rules that seemed to separate me from some of the things that I liked. I felt awkward, I felt alienated from my body and my social place in the world. And it did seem to become less of an issue in my teenage years. And when I began instead to worry about all the things that teenage girls worry about, it did eventually resurface, though. For about 5 years now, I have felt like I am occupying the wrong body and playing the wrong social roles. At first, I didn't have any words or context to help me understand what I felt. But I eventually came to understand that what I am is transgender. I identify as male. These last couple of years, transgender communities are finally receiving visibility and recognition. This has helped me to develop the language and understanding that has aided me in moving forward in a healthy way. To write my own story. The most important thing that I have learned is that being transgender is not a mental disorder any more than being gay is. And there are almost a million people in the United States who share this with me. And that, like being gay, it is something, just another beautiful color of expression within the rainbow of diversity that is the human species. So, in the last year, I have come to the decision that I need to do something about my identity. I have decided to pursue a gender transition and live socially as male. I have not made this decision easily, and it has taken many years to come to this conclusion. You can trust that I have explored every option, asked myself every question, researched everything there is to possibly know, and taken an appropriate amount of time to reach my conclusion. More important here is for me to explain what this transition means for me. Namely, that I will always be me. I am not changing me. Just my physiology, just how other people see me. I still love red wine, dancing, crazy costumes, taking the dog to the park, a good game of rummy, Fiskbullar, movie nights in, camping, hiking, and letting out my silly inner child. I'm still attracted to guys. I still love my friends and family. I'm still full of the same passion to become the best doctor a person can be. And in my journey getting there, I'm still doing very well in medical school. My friends still chill with me. My coworkers still respect me. My professors still give me A's. And I'm hoping that my family will still love me. While trans people may be marginalized in this crazy world, I don't see this as being a major barrier, keeping me from doing the things that I want to do. And things are changing for the better for trans people as well. My future is still bright and shiny, and it involves me being an awesome doctor, and I hope an awesome son. I'm anxious in sending this coming out letter. I apologize that I could not find the person to do it in person. I don't have any idea how you'll respond to this. So I'm feeling the dark while I send this letter out. Not exactly sure how to handle it. I hope that you'll take the time to process and to be sensitive in your response. I'm really sorry if this causes you any distress. That truly is the last thing that I would want for you. I love you, and I want you to be proud of me. Don't ever forget, Dad. I love you. I love you. I love you. Love you, Eli.